Welcome to QualityCast North, a podcast dedicated to showcasing healthcare quality improvement across northern British Columbia. Casting today from the traditional territories of the Kleklaytonay and Tsintsiyan First Nations are your hosts, Dr. Sher Chewy and Lee Cameron. Now today, we're going to be talking about improving joy at work. And we hear all the time that our healthcare facilities everywhere are currently under tremendous strain. Workloads are ever rising and staff shortages are becoming the new norm. So what can departments do to improve team morale? Well, the medical imaging department at one hospital in Northern BC have come up with a fun, innovative, and at the same time, delicious solution. Here to talk about competitive baking in his workplace is our guest today, James Cheeseman, a medical radiation technologist at the University Hospital of Northern British Columbia in Prince George. Hi, James. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, to begin with, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and a bit about the place where you work, your department, and what your role is there.
Okay. I am the clinical instructor down in X-ray and medical imaging. Relatively recently into that role, just a bit over a year now. But that means I go to all parts of the imaging community. I do x-rays in the emergency room, in the operating room, even in the CT scanner. And I'm generally followed around by students like little ducklings and showing them how to do all the different bits and pieces there.
Good stuff. So where did the idea of a baking competition come from? And what did it set out to achieve?
Okay, I think initially I probably have to credit that it's a little bit lovingly borrowed from the Great British Bake Off show, because that's a fantastic show about a baking competition. It also is partly from Dr. Chewy and myself talking about it. And then from there, a lot of people just got very excited about the whole thing, and it took on a little bit of a life of its own, I think.
You helped organize the Bake Off. What format did it take and how was it organized?
Originally, we wanted to really bring joy to the workplace, improve sort of morale, get people involved with each other. So initially it was knockout rounds, basically, or a group competition first, sorry. So we would just get everybody involved. And very, very basic baking at the beginning, your family cookie recipe, brownies, even just near Christmas, we just said any kind of seasonal tray bakes, just make it very simple, get everybody involved, get everybody sort of just enjoying it and enjoying the baking, obviously. From there, we did go into the knockout rounds where we started to make things a little more difficult. We would move into fruit pies and tarts, cheesecakes, and even meringues, which were, I think, voted the most difficult bake. We started to make sure we had a lot of fairness. We had everybody anonymized. Everybody got a randomized baking number that they went by rather than going by their name. And we had anonymous scoring sheets as well. So you would just leave a little mark with no name or anything by the score you thought was best.
How did you ensure that fairness in the competition, that competitive element? I'm just intrigued a little bit about the scoring piece. So who was actually doing the scoring and how do they do it?
Well, everybody would bring in their baking across the week period. So usually it was spread out through the week and they would just have a baker number with their presentation, I guess, their cake or their brownie, whichever it was. And with each thing, there would be a baking card with a score 1 to 5, just their baker number on it. And if there was allergy related information, we would obviously have that on there, but no sign of who it was actually did the baking. And then it would be literally everybody in the department, doctors, nurses, techs, porters, aides, anybody who was working there for any length of time was welcome to come and encouraged to do so. We wanted to include literally everybody who had a hand in medical imaging to come in and taste the food, and they would score anonymously. We had basically scores 1 to 5 with a large area of tick boxes beside, and they would just have to put a tick beside the score they felt best summed up that particular piece of baking. And then they had to try like 6 others and do the same.
And so when the bake-off started, what was the response like from people in the department?
Initially, I think It was a mix. Half the people were extremely excited, mostly about the fact that they would get to try a lot of free baking. And the rest were, I think, initially a tiny bit confused because it took them, despite posters everywhere and us talking about it, it still took them a little by surprise as it was a new concept. But as it started to progress a little bit and everybody really caught on that all it really was get everybody involved, have some fun baking, get everybody to talk about the baking afterwards and enjoy snacks at work. Really, it became a lot of excitement. The week before the baking was to arrive, everybody would be talking about it and be excited about what might be turning up or if they could work out which anonymous baker number was which person and that kind of stuff.
And so you mentioned about the general round, and it sounded like it was all in together and all good fun. But then you mentioned about the later rounds where it became more of a knockout competition. How did that work, and how did the atmosphere change in that part of the competition?
As we got to the later rounds, there were definitely some more nerves, I guess, for the bakers. For the people who weren't in the later rounds, who'd either been knocked out or never took part, it didn't really change much because for them, they were still just getting baking to test every few weeks. But I guess for the bakers in the later round, there was a lot more sort of pre-talking about it and planning and prep, I think, went into the bakes. A lot of the very early bakes were really just, and myself included, were very much just, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to make cookies. What have I got in the house? Let's go. Whereas in the later rounds, people who were baking were talking about a lot more prep and pre-planning and practicing recipes. So they got a little more into the competition side, I think, as it went on.
And did the baking become a little bit more challenging or difficult in itself?
Definitely the cheesecakes and the meringues were, as I said, very tricky one. The fruit pies or tarts, a lot of people found challenging if they hadn't done a lot of pastry work before. So it definitely became trickier, definitely became a lot more technical in the baking. So that made, I think, it a little bit more nervous for people doing their baking. And quite often I found out later was presenting their first ever attempt at certain types of baking was literally turning up and doing it for the competition. So it made it a bit more exciting.
Excellent. And so I'm interested to know, were there any contentious moments, any nefarious baking or cheating going on at any time?
I wouldn't say extremely nefarious, but there were two things that did come up. In the initial entry round, we did have one baker admit that everything they were bringing in was either pre-cooked or from a box. But they also admitted they were planning on dropping out anyway, and they had no plans to go through because they wouldn't actually be around for the later rounds. They were going on holiday. So that was a little contentious for people, but when it was pointed out they physically wouldn't be able to take part in the later competition, everybody was pretty happy just to get more free baking, honestly. And there was a bit of an issue with the scoring at one point. We had done, as I mentioned, the scoring cards out, but we noticed partway through that quite a few bits of baking and into the knockout rounds were getting scores of a 1 or 2 out of 5, whereas most people were giving them 4s or 5s. So that seemed a little odd for me, and we were suspecting is somebody trying to drop scores or what's going on? While I was keeping an eye on it, I did have one person admit that they were the source of the 1s and 2s because they were extremely confused and they thought 1 was the best score. They thought they were ranking them in order. So they're ranking them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Luckily, they were scoring well evenly across the board, so they were dropping everybody's score evenly. So we did make a takeaway from that we were very clearly I reprinted all the cards and clearly labeled 5 is the best, 1 is the worst, and we'll be keeping the slightly adapted scoring cards to make everything very clear for the next time.
So you were one of the finalists at the Grand Master Bake Off, which is the grand finale. How did it feel when you made the final, and what was going through your mind at that stage?
Straight up surprise, because I really didn't expect that. I love baking. I enjoy baking, but I don't think I'm that great of a baker personally. But I did, obviously I got there, so some nerves. Once, especially as it got bigger and involved more things, there were a lot more nerves involved. I think so, honestly, surprise was the main thing, because we have some really strong bakers, especially up on the fourth floor. Those guys are competition, and obviously they did end up winning. I came runner up to a very deserving winner who definitely had the much better looking cake than mine. Yeah, nerves and surprise, but also excitement. It's nice to be part of something and progress through no matter what it is. So I was pretty happy to be put through.
And what did the Grandmaster Bake Off finale involve? And how was it different to the earlier part of the competition? You've spoken about that a bit, but more to add?
So with the Grandmaster Bake Off, that's when the two separate sections of the Bake Off got together, because I was working with imaging on the ground floor, and my colleague Emma was working with imaging on we would call it the fourth floor, where other departments were working. And that's where we first crossed over. So the two floors sort of picked their finalist, and it was going to be a sort of a light-hearted competition between the two sort of areas of imaging, I guess you could call it. So initially, I don't think we thought it was going to be too much different. It was just a bigger cake round. It was going to be the birthday cake round. It did kind of blow up into something a little bit larger as it went. So there ended up being a trophy, and the presentation and guest judges brought in, and a room rented. So it blew up into a little bit of a bigger thing, which I definitely think put a little bit more onus on producing a pretty good cake, rather than just thinking, yeah, some of my mates down the department are going to eat this. It was, oh yeah, the head of medicine's coming, and all the doctors are coming, and people with cameras are coming. So we had to try, I think, a little bit harder because of that.
What's been the broader impact of the bake-off on the department? And what's the feedback from the staff been like? And do you think that the department will run the bake-off again?
I think honestly, a major impact has been it did improve morale right across the width of the baking time and a little bit afterwards. People definitely enjoyed having baking brought in. They enjoyed the lighthearted competition part of it. They enjoyed the fact we could interact, and once bakers got put out, they could jokingly reveal who they were and talk about their different bakes. And yeah, I think definitely people just really enjoyed the atmosphere of the whole thing. I think that has lingered a little bit. Obviously, through COVID and recent things that have happened in the north, there was a bit of a down on morale, but I think sort of this and other things we've been doing in the department helped raise it a bit, and I think it's kind of stayed up a little bit. Feedback from the staff has been very positive. They'd enjoyed it, and pretty much immediately afterwards, they started talking about what different categories we needed to enter for the next time we did it, just pretty much automatically assuming I was running it again. So we are running it again. Because the positive feedback has been really so strong, we're running it again next month, actually. It's coming quite soon. We have categories picked. We've taken aboard a lot of feedback from a lot of different people. We have literal bar charts and graphs made for feedback. So it's going to be starting it up again. It's going to be overall the same concept. We're going to have four relatively easier or more common bakes for everybody, and then the best from each group are going to move forward into the knockout rounds from there. And it's going to run hopefully right through and until spring of next year.
That's excellent. It sounds like a great thing. It sounds like a win-win for everyone. People who've enjoyed the baking, people who've enjoyed a little bit of healthy competition. There's a bit of rivalry going between the two departments, and someone wins a trophy at the end. So it sounds like a wonderful idea. Thank you very much for coming and sharing that with us. We're approaching the end of the interview now, and we always finish our interviews with asking our guests the same question, because we're always trying to promote working and living in Northern BC. So, can I ask you, what do you like about living and working in Northern BC?
Okay. Coming from the UK, one of the things I really love about working up here is just the sheer availability of outdoor activities. Back in the UK, I'd be hop on a train, which I've had to take 15 minutes on my bike to get to the train. We'd take the train for half an hour, then we'd ride for a bit, and then we're at a really good area to go mountain biking. Whereas here, I can go out my door and there's an Ichaku in one direction, there's mountains the other direction, and we have a lot of that. There's a lot of skating opportunities. In the winter, there's snow sports literally in town, or nearby to most of the smaller communities. So I really love the outdoor opportunities here and the sporting opportunities, just very, very easy to get involved with. Working here, I think like everywhere, we've had the COVID issues and the staffing issues. However, one thing I've consistently found up here is the people here are wonderful. As I said, we're doing baking competitions. Everybody is joining in, having a good time. Even if they're not bakers and had nothing to do with the baking side, they've been encouraging about the tasting and getting involved and thankful that we have run the thing. And I found the community up here as well. The patients I deal with are generally respectful and generally, pleasant to deal with. They know we're here to help and they're happy for us to do it. So it's been quite a welcoming community.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's a great answer. And thank you for being such a great sport and running this event and also coming on today's show to talk about what sounds like a really fun and enjoyable way to build camaraderie and bring some joy into the workplace. I can hear the closing music, which means that's all we have time for today. But as always, we'll be sending you one of our exclusive and highly coveted Quality Cast North coffee mugs as a thank you for coming on, James. And listeners, remember, you can find out more about our guests by checking out the show notes on our website. Until next time, we're your hosts. I'm Cher Chewy.
And I'm Lee Cameron.
And you've been listening to Quality Cast North. If you enjoyed today's episode, check out our other episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts and subscribe to our channel. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for us about healthcare quality improvement, email us at qualitycomms@northernhealth.ca and your question could feature on a future episode. Quality Cast North is sponsored by the Physician Quality Improvement Initiative, or PQI. PQI is a flagship program of the Specialist Services Committee, a collaboration between the Provincial Ministry of Health and the Doctors of BC, with representation with the provincial health authorities. This episode was co-produced by Dr. Cher Chewy and Lee Cameron, with technical support from Levi Giles and Matt Walker of Expression North. Original music by Daniel Chewy. Further information about today's guest is available in our show notes on our website at nhpqi.ca.